Okay. Painted Black, Rolling Stones. Okay, Monday, July 15, 2024, 6:33 a.m. Okay, I've already gone on the walk with Angel, also known as Chaos. And came back. I just finished doing my little bit of weight training program that I have going. Get the blood going other spots besides my legs and my feet. Today is Monday. So I got to do some yard work today. It's finally cooled off. Let's see, what's it going to be today? It's going to be... according to this, it's going to be 97. That's the app on the iPhone. According to the local news, which I usually rely on, it's going to be 96. So pretty close to each other. Right now it's 63 around, lower 60s. So it's darn right cold out there. okay, so Saturday. This is the weekend that that some troubled individual decided to try to kill former President Trump, who actually is President Trump, but former president. But we refer to past president as president. That's their title from now on. So President Trump shot at him. Things happened to where Trump got nicked in the ear. Unfortunately, three other people behind Trump got shot. One was killed there at the scene, and two others were, one was hit in the head, and one was, hit in the abdomen or something. And they were in critical condition for quite a while, and now they're stabilized. I think one was 53 or something like that, early 50s, mid to early 50s, and the other one was like in this early 70s. Or 75 or something like that. So, bummer. So there's all sorts of stuff going on. I'm not surprised that some individual felt that he had the right to go out there and try to stop Hitler from taking over the country and ending democracy as we know it, which was the rhetoric up until this point. That's been the left's talking points as far as why we shouldn't vote for Donald Trump. That if he takes power, he's not going to give it up. But he gave it up the last time when he lost the election. Okay? So, and he contested the election, which is all within his rights to do so. But they think that that's, for some reason, there's something wrong with that. As I recall, I think Hillary even contested some things in the election. And I know Al Gore contested to the very end the election. I was a Democrat. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing that. I don't see saying, hey, there's something wrong here. I don't believe the results of this election. Let's take a recount or whatever. And they do that. So I don't buy the fact that they think he's going to be a dictator. the lies start coming out too. They say that he says he's going to be a dictator on day one. Well, it was kind of a joke, you know. People say you're going to be a dictator. Are you going to be a dictator? He says, I'm going to be a dictator on the first day. I'm going to repeal everything that Joe Biden did about the border or whatever, you know, just the first day. And then after that, everything's good. You know, that's basically, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. So you can agree with me or not, and I don't care. You know, you can stop listening, I don't care. There's quite a few people listening now, so I'm surprised how many people are actually coming to look at my, what I have to say. So... and then, oh yeah, like I said, I already talked about the lie about Charlottesville. They keep repeating that. The latest one is Donald Trump says that if he loses the election, there's going to be a bloodbath. Well, it really wasn't. He did say that, but it wasn't in the context that they're talking about. He's not saying that people are going to rise up and kill the opposition or anything like that. He was talking about car imports as far as coming from Mexico and stuff that, you know, that it was going to basically, how did I put this, kill off the industry in the United States, because we get all these cheap things or these underpriced cars coming in from Mexico. And all the work will go there, and basically all the money goes there too. So let's see. And then also, yeah, he's going to make inflation worse by putting tariffs on China. Well, you know, that's what the experts say. Well, the thing is he put tariffs on China last time, and it didn't cause inflation. And as a matter of fact, Joe Biden left a lot of those tariffs that he put on China in place. So, you know, that's another thing. That's not necessarily true, okay? Anyway, so so they start talking about this guy, and he's the next Hitler. Oh, and then they had this. There's this magazine, I guess, The Republic, and they have a picture of Donald Trump on there, with a Hitler haircut, Hitler mustache, and I think a title dictator or something like that. You know, so this poor kid. You know, and he's been described as a loner in high school, bullied every day, sat by himself at lunch. You know, I don't recall. I only recall one person, and that was back in elementary school, when it was a woman, a girl, not a woman, but a girl that was shunned by everybody, and I felt sorry for her. You know, I didn't have any power to do anything about it. You know, I was nice to her, but you know, I'm not gonna hang out with a girl if I'm I hung out with my buddies in grade school. Anyway, yeah, that's one because in high school there were a lot of nerdy people, but they all had other nerdy people to be friends with, and I guess I was kind of a nerdy guy, but I wasn't, you know. I wasn't like this guy that was being described as a loner and what have you. And apparently he was pretty smart too. Got some math and sciences awards in high school. Decided, I guess he decided, yeah, he's gonna save the country and put an end to Hitler rising to power and ending democracy as we know it. And, you know, that's... And then now they're saying that I hear some talk that, you know, on these other news channels and stuff that while the Republicans are ramped up their rhetoric also, they should cut theirs down too. Well, yeah, but you know, it wasn't as bad as what the Democrats were saying. I got to admit that, okay? They said, you know, they say stuff like, yeah, Joe Biden's too old and he's incompetent and all that. But they're not saying that he's an existential threat to the existence of the country. You know, yeah, things are going to go bad. They say basically saying things are going to go bad if he stays in power, you know. Inflation is going to stay the same or get worse. He's going to tax and spend more. You know, we don't need tax and spending. We just need no spending. That way we don't have to tax so much. And the border crisis, that's another thing, that's another one of his problems that he caused. So yeah, anyway, so Trump's okay, one person's dead, two people are injured for life, basically, with long road recovery. I guess Trump started a GoFundMe page for these people, and there's like $3 million in there, so... hopefully that'll help them. It won't take bring back the father and husband that died. And so now the president's come out and says, we gotta stop this rhetoric that's dangerous. You know, it doesn't help anybody. Well, yeah, you shouldn't have done it. So for you people that are listening that hate Trump, yeah, hey, sorry, you know, I'm just calling it as I see it. I'm like I said, I'm an independent. I don't believe in any Republican machine or Democratic machine to tell me who to vote for. Okay, and that's it. Like I said that before, that's the problem with the Democrats this year, is that the machine decided who you Democrats are going to vote for. Okay, you didn't have a choice. Your only choice was Joe Biden. And look where it's got you. They got people now on the Democrat side trying to get him to quit, because they say, "Hey, we're going to lose," and you just may after this shooting. You know, I see people. I follow X, formerly Twitter, and you know, watch the news, of course, and watch stuff on YouTube of independent news gatherers that I usually watch. And there's people there saying, hell yeah, you know, there are some people sitting on the fence and they're saying, oh yeah, you know, this has got to stop. I'm going to vote for Trump. So anyway, let me get back to work here. I got stuff to do. Today's Monday, so I got some yard work to do. I got the regular gardening to do. The garden, boy, it takes a lot, and it really took a beating in this last heavy-duty heat wave we had. Tomatoes are just starting to ripen. Just starting to, which is about right time. There's a couple of plants that, yeah, the tomatoes aren't ripening yet, and we got some really big tomatoes on them. So, green beans are suffered from the heat. The eggplant, oh, poor thing. It's almost, I've been watering it so deeply, so but it's still struggling. It looks like a flower finally came out here in the past couple of days, so I guess it figures it's safe now not to come out from the heat, because it hasn't been 110 or so in these past couple of days. What else? Oh yeah, we had a dead skunk. I think I talked about it. We had that dead skunk out in the front yard. That goes in the garbage this evening. I have it wrapped up in a plastic bag. I'm going to get another plastic bag and put it in that one and put it in the garbage this evening. Let's see. Yeah. I got lots to do today. And So yesterday turned out to be a painting day. I got the big panel out, Man, Control of the Universe by Rivera. And started working on it again. Fixed some things that definitely needed fixing. And it almost looks like I didn't do something, but yeah, I did do something. I could see something's flowing a lot better now. And I definitely, as I was painting it, I could say, oh yeah, this is getting lighter, this is getting more intense, you know, this is more defined as a color now. So I look over that part it's flowing a lot better. But I see a lot of other stuff that I want to do that needs to get done here. And I'd like to kind of like get this ready for the Crocker Kingsley. I don't think it's going to get accepted, but I'd like to at least enter it and see. I guess I'll call this a wrap, and make this the post for today. Because I've got a lot to do. If I do have time to come back out here, I'm going to just paint. I don't really want to have to talk about stuff. So, have a good one, everybody.